Today's daf is Vochem Daf Lamed Vav. And we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis, the two dots, Tanan Hossam. Today's daf's being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, Fachav and Miriam Basmalka Freda, and Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Where is there? Likamon Daf Pei Dalet Omid Aleph, Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh. Ubalei Mumin, the Mishnah says, as it relates to a Balmum, Rabbi Akiva Machsher Bebalei Mumin. Rabbi Akiva holds that it is going to be kosher. Now, the Mishnah in HaMizbech Mekadesh is discussing the predominant halacha of Perek HaMizbech Mekadesh, and that is the idea that there are times that if a Dover Pasul goes on the Mizbeach, Im Alu Lo Yerdu, so that it's possible where you could have Dam that's pasul, emurim that are psulim, where really they have no business being on the mizbeach and have no capacity to be mechaper and meratza in the event that they are on the mizbeach. Stating that bidiyeved im olu, there's a concept of sometimes lo yerdu. We don't take them off; we leave them there. And kiyadua in base brisk, it doesn't just mean once it's there, leave it there. It means there's a tiras haktara. For this Dover Pasul, a little different than the traditional Torah Haktarah, it's what's known as the Imalu Lo Yerdu Diga Haktarah. But either way, the Mishnah there is discussing which psulim the halach is Imalu Lo Yerdu, and which psulim the halach is Imalu Yerdu. And the truth is, in Kachem, very often you find that the measuring stick to know how pasul something is, one of the themes of the beginning of Seder Kachem is that not all psulim were created equally. All the limudim and the pirchas really shout that idea. But one of the measuring sticks that are used to determine how pasul something is this halacha. Something that's im olu lo yerdu means that it's not that pasul. Because even though, yeah, it's pasul, but im olu lo yerdu, it's shaykh to that type of haktara. Where something is im olu yerdu, that means it's so distant from the laws of Kachim, that even if it touched the Mizbeach, even if it was put there b'diyevet, you have to get rid of it, you don't even have a halacha of haktaras psulim. So the Mishnah there is discussing what type of psulim the halacha is imolu yerdu, what type of psulim the halacha is imolu lo yerdu. The Mishnah mentioned the shita of Rib Shimon, and included in shita's Rib Shimon is that a carbon that has a mum, balei mumin, the halacha is that imolu yerdu. Baal mum is something that's so possible that even if it goes on the mizbeach, you have to take it off. Says Rabbi Akiva, commenting on what Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with everything that you said, with the exception of balei mumin. Rabbi Akiva was machshav balei mumin. Rabbi Akiva said that if you take a carbon that's a baal mum and you put it on the mizbeach, the halacha is going to be im olu lo yerdu. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Talmud muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. So he said in the name of his great Rebbe, lo yichshu Rabbi Akiva elu b'dukin shabai. The only time Rabbi Akiva said that the halacha is giving im olu lo yerdu when it comes to a carbon that's a baal mum, that's if the mum was in the dukin shabai, literally in the cataract of the eye. The point is, it's not true for all mumin, it's true for some. What's unique about dukin shabayin? Hayilu ksherim ba'oifes. Because the halacha is that an oif is not subject to the halachas of mumin. The Gemara says, Tamus v'zachrus b'behemo, v'ein tamus v'zachrus b'oifes. So in as much as Kachem 101 is that an animal can't be a baal mum, but it's true if it's an animal. If it's an oif, if it's a bird, then you don't have that halacha. Stating that, as much as an oif doesn't have the regular halachas of mumin, but an oif, that's a mechusar eifer, it's missing an entire limb, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. In the world of lamdis, there's a chakira. Is the pshat in mechusar eifer that it's a more severe mum, and that type of mum is shaykh even to oifes? Or is the pshat that really an oif is not subject bechlal to the halacha of mumin, tamus v'zachrus bebehema vein tamus v'zachrus be'oifes, but there's a new psul that's called mechusar eifer. Is it a mum diga psul, and that type of mum even an oif has, or is it a new psul called mechusar eifer? But either way, the halacha is that there are certain moment that would make an oif pasul, and there are certain moment that would not make an oif pasul. So said Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, that this Rabbi Akiva said, when it comes to bali mumin, that's only true if it's a mum that's kosher ba'oif, such as a mum bedukin shaba'ayin. That's a mum, without a question, and a behemoth that has such a condition, you would never allow to put on the mizbeach, but it's kshem ba'ifis because it's not mechoserever. Azasort mum that has a tzad kashrus, albeit when it comes to a knife, there we're lenient even when it comes to the behemah, and the halach is gibim alo yerdu. Additionally, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, v'husha kadam hekdeshon es mum. The only time the halach is alo yerdu when it comes to a mum is if first the animal was hektish and afterwards it developed a mum. If, however, the animal had the mum first and then it became hektish later, Rabbi Akiva's moida that the halach is gibim alo yerdu. And the reason is because if somebody's maktish, a bal mum, it doesn't have the ability to ever become Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf. So we know that all Hektish could be divided into two groups. It could be divided into Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim. It could also be divided into Kachim Mizbeach, Kachim B'Kabayis, right? Depending on what sugya you're learning, that would determine how you may want to slice and dice all the different types and subcategories of Hektish. But in order for an animal to be able to go on the Mizbeach, in order for it to be Shaykh to any Din Haktar, even in Alul Yerdu Diga Haktar, it has to have the requisite Kedusha. Which means not only is it holy, but it's Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf. It's Bechefza Kaddish. It's not just that it's value, it's Kaddish. It's Bechefza Kaddish. An animal that was Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf and developed a mum maintains its Kedushas HaGuf. An animal that had a mum that you're Makdish, being that it's sort of dead on arrival, this Hakdish, so it's for that reason, even though it becomes Kaddish B'Kedushas Dam, it doesn't become Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf. So said Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, again, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that inasmuch as Rabbi Akiva said, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, when it comes to Bali Mumin, but it's only if it was kadam hektesh in es mumim. But if the mum was there first and the hektesh came second, then it never got kedushas haguf. If it never got kedushas haguf, there's no way in the world halacha is going to be im alu lo yerdu. Additionally, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, umoida Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is going to be moida, but oilas nikeva. If somebody is maktish a female animal a nikeva, bekedushas oila, that the halacha is im olu yerdu, the command the kodam mumah lehektesh adami, because that's similar to an animal that has a mum where the mum came before the hektesh. So an oila always had to be a zachar, right? There's certain rules and regulations when it comes to what gender a carbon had to be. An oila always had to be a zachar. A chatas, with very, very few exceptions, always had to be in a keva. A shlamim is able to be a zachar, or in a keva, asham, zachar, right? Depends on what carbon you're bringing, that determines what type of animal it had to be. If somebody would go and would be maktish in a keva b'kedushas oila, so that's a dead on arrival digga type of problem, because the minute you tried giving it to kedusha, it was already an issue, because an oila has to be a zachar. An oila is not allowed to be in a keva. That's command the kodam mumen like tesha dami. Sounds like from the Gemara, it wouldn't even be Chal Kedushas HaGuf. Stating that, Ayin Sugi is a Masechtas Temura. It's not so posh that it's not Chal Kedushas HaGuf. But Hamia, it's a Ki'ilu for sure. And says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the name Rabbi Yochanan, that too would be a situation where Rabbi Akiva would be Moida, that in the event that it went on the Mizbeach, Yerdu, you're going to have to remove it. So again, Rabbi Akiva said that a Balmum is included in Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Stating that, number one, it's only true if it's Dukin Shaba'ayin or something similar to Dukin Shaba'ayin. It's a Zasort Mum that Ba'ifos is going to be kosher. Number two, Vuhu Shekadam Hektation Es Mum. It also has to be a situation where the Hektish came first and the Mum came second. And by the way, as a derivative of point number two, Rabbi Kiva would also hold that if someone was Makdish in a Keva as a Noila, it's commanded Kodam Mumin like Tesha Dami, and the Halacha would be Im Olu Yerdu. So it's on that last note that the Gemara now is going to ask a Kasha. Mas Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asked the Kasha from the Braisa that the Gemara brought earlier on the Amid. Hamayla Mehem Bechutz Potter. The Mishnah had said that in the event that you have an animal, and this animal had a shlil, this animal had a fetus, and somebody now takes from that fetus and is maila it bachutz. So potter, you're going to be potter. Now, the assumption is that hamaila mehem means somebody took from the basar of the shlil, so took from the basar of this fetus, was maila it on a bama, The halach is that it's not considered a shrutei chutz. And pashat, the reason it's not considered a shrutei chutz is because we don't look at the shlul as being part of the behemah, and as a result, you didn't bring a behemah b'chutz. Says the Gemara, hame iman chayef. There's a very obvious diak here. Let's say you would take the basar not from the shlil. You would take the basar from the mother. It sounds like for sure you would be chayef. Meaning, the shlil is not considered part of the behemah. As a result, it's not subject to the halachas of chutz. But if you would take the mother itself, it certainly would be subject to the halachas of chutz. Now, let's just think about the case for a second. We're talking about a situation where you're taking the basar of an animal, you're being makter it b'chutz, and we're saying that you're going to be chayiv for halas chutz. Okay. We also know that this animal's in a kefa. How do you know the animal's in a kefa? Because it has a fetus. So by definition, it's a kefa. Now, if you do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic, this case is almost dead on arrival. It almost can't happen. You know why? Because when is there an iser to take the basar of a carbon and be ma'ilot b'chutz, only by an oil? Because the whole iser alas chutz comes from the fact that you're supposed to bring it in the oil moyed, you're supposed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you went ahead and you brought it b'chutz, you were over alas chutz. Basar that was supposed to be eaten, if you decided to grill on your barbecue, as long as it's in Yerushalayim, that would be fine, right? That wouldn't be a problem of chutz. That's something that would be l'chatchila. Adarabba, go ahead and do it. L'moshcha, k'derech sham v'lochem o'ichlam, right? That's the way you're supposed to eat it. But the point is that bal korchach, we're dealing with an oila. The problem is, if we're dealing with an oila, then how does it have a baby? An oila, by definition, has to be a zacha, right? Says the Gemara, let's see it inside. The hechi mishkacha, so what is the animal of this brace? So it has to be oilas in the cave, right? That's obviously what it is. Has to be an oila, has to be in a cave. Has to be an oila because we're dining halas chutz regarding the basar. Has to be in a cave because it has a baby. So the Gemara says, how could you have an oilas in the cave? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. I'm repishlamikus of Rebbe Kiva oilas in the cave. I'm also loiterate. Bishloimo, if you'll tell me shittas Rebbe Akiva is. Then when it comes to an oilas nekeva, that loch is in olulo yerdu, even though an oilas nekeva is in lecha balmum gedoilum yizu, but Rabbi Akiva holds im olulo yerdu when it comes to bali mum, right? And if you'll tell me that Rabbi Akiva holds that even an oilas nekeva, despite the fact that it was kodam mum lehektesham, that loch is im olulo yerdu, then I could explain the brisa. Because I could say hamani Rabbi Akiva. I could say that this brisa is going according to Rabbi Akiva, okay? And being that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you would take this basa and you would put it on the mizbeach, that loch would be a malul oyerdu. That means it's shayach to a haktara b'fnim. If it's shayach to a haktara b'fnim, so I understand how it could be shayach now to the iser of halah aschutz. Eliyamer, but if you could tell me, I'm also terrified. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who's machshe b'balei mumin, but he holds that it's only if it's kodem ekdeshen as mumon, and as a result, moid Rabbi Akiva b'ilos nekeva, the command the kodem mumin lehekdesh adami. Well, if that's the case, homani, then who's the tan of this brisa? This whole brisa doesn't make any sense. Oilas nekeva is not shaykh. Elamai, because of a malul oyerdu. Who holds a malul oyerdu by a balmum? Right, again, an oilas nekeva is in lochomum gedoyla mizu. Who holds a malul oyerdu when it comes to balmum? It's Rabbi Akiva. But you tell me Rabbi Akiva is moida in a case of oilas nekeva because that's like kodem ekdeshon es mumon. So the Gemara says, Lachura, this is a very, very stark kasha on Rabbi Chibar Abbasen, name Rabbi Yochanan, some master Rabbi Zeira. How are you going to explain this, Brysa? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you how you're going to explain this, Brysa. You can explain it by doing a little bit of surgery. Emo, you know what you have to say? Hamaylo mehen b'chutz potter. The Brysa said that if somebody would take from the basar of the shilia and would go now and be makterit b'chutz, so the halacha is that you would be potter. What's the diik? It sounds like if you take from the basar of the mother, you would be makterit b'chutz, you would be chai. It's an oilos negeva. Must be a malul lo yerdu. It's a kasha on Rabbi Chebrab and Rabbi Yochanan. Mercy's on. That's not the right diik. You know what the diik is? Not homehen. Meaning, if you would take from the basar of the mother, you would be chayv. Home imuri iman chayv. If you take from the imurim of the mother, you would be chayv. There's a diak to be had, but the diak is that if you take from the mother, but not any piece of basar from the mother, the imurim of the mother. Oh, if you took from the imurim of the mother, you would be chayv. What's the punchline, Zakrashi? You don't have to say that the brisa is talking about an oila. You could say it's talking about a chatos. You could say it's talking about a shlomim. And if that's the case, it could be there's no mum at all. You don't have to come on to malul oyerdu. You don't have to come on to shittas Rabbi Akiva Mamelo. It's not going to be a kasha. But the Gemara says that I hear what you're saying, but it's very, very dachik. You know why? Because v'al mehen ketoni. When the brisa said that if you take from the fetus, you're going to be potter. It doesn't say from the imurim of the fetus. It said if you took mehen. And the diak is v'imon dum yudidu. I mean, if you take from hen, right, which means the basar, it doesn't say imurim, it says the basar, it's mashma, then you're potter. But if you take Dumya the mehen, from the basar of the mother, it sounds like you would be chayev. If that's the case, must be it is an oil. It's an oil snakeva. Hajar Kushal Duchte, the Gemara says, I hear we have to edit it a drop. Ele emo hamailo me'emureim b'chutz pater. Go back to the original Braisa and say that the Braisa says if you take from the emurin, from the fetus, and you'd be mailot pachutz, you would be pater. Oh, now Imon dumi dedo, the diak is a good diak. Hameimura imon chayev. We're not talking about an oil, we're talking about a chatas or a shloman. This has nothing to do with shitas Rabbi Akiva. Moving along. Dr. Mishnah. Shachtoi amenas leheniach es damoi oy emurav lamach. What would be if someone did a shchita, kachem of course, and he did it with the machshava to leave the blood around until tomorrow? Or the emurim around until tomorrow. Or he had in mind not to just leave the dam of the emurim until tomorrow, but to take the dam of the emurim and to bring it bachutz, meaning outside the azar. Rabbi Yehuda says this is a machshava apiseles. The chachamim machshirim. The chachamim say that it is going to be kosher. Now this Rabbi Yehuda that we just mentioned didn't explain yet is very famous shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the sugyas that we're learning right now. It's known as machsheves hinuach. Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush that if someone has a machshava lahaniach es domay oy emur of lemacher oy lo hitzion lechutz, the halach is it's going to be a machshava pisal. So let's explain this a little bit. One of the machshavas that pasul a carbon is a machsheves pigel. Machsheves pigel, loosely translated, comes in two forms. Chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkayme. Meaning, a kohen is doing an avodah, or even a zar, if it's shchita, kabbalah loch hazrika, and has a mind to eat the basar, or to be makter the emurim, or to do the zrika, or even the shvicha shirayim. Chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkayme. So let's just pick one case. Haktaras emur. So the kohen does the shchita, and he has a mind, b'shas the shchita, that he's going to be makter the emurim, chutz lezmanoi. So the zman is to do it today and tonight, he's going to be makter tomorrow. Or chutz lemkayme. The makom to do it is in the makom hamikdash, and he's going to do it outside of the makom hamikdash. He's going to do it somewhere bachutz. That's what's known as a machsheves pigel. If it's chutz lezmanoi, it's karis. If it's chutz lemkayme, it's possible ein by karis. But the point is, that is the machshava that's going to passel. Kumtz again, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to think so far in order for it to be a machshava apiselas. As long as the kohen would have in mind lahaniach emur of lemacher. Not even to be makter at lamacher. Lamacher is chutz lezmanoi. Not even to be makter at lamacher. Just lahaniach, just to leave it around. Oy lo hitzi on the chutz. Meaning, you don't have to be makter at chutz lemkayme, just to be moitzi at chutz lemkayme. That, in and of itself, would be enough for a machshav apisalas. And it's true for the emurim, it's true for the dam. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that in and of itself should be a problem. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole arichas, the whole Amid Vava Maralef is going to be trying to figure out my time into Rabbi Yehuda. But let's just give it away a little bit. And that is that Rabbi Yehuda holds, being that in the event that the dam was left over until tomorrow, the dam would be possible. Or if the dam was taken outside of the Azara, it would be possible. If the Emurim was left until tomorrow, it would be possible. Nicer. If it was taken out of the Azara, it would be possible. Yoitze, having a machshava to make the carbon possible is in and of itself a machshava hapeselas. You don't have to have the fancy machshava of actually being makterit v'chulu chutz lezmanoi chutz lemkayme. Thus alone that I had a machshava to put a critical part of the carbon in a situation where the carbon now would become possible, that machshava creates a reality. We'll see, the Gemara is going to say, well, the Rishonim speak out. Machshava kemaisa, right? That's how this works. And the machshava itself of doing something like that makes the carbon already possible. It's only shitas Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim machshim v'chamim say no. If you had a mind to do nachilak torahs rikosh v'chisraim chuzman chuzkam erchanam, that's going to be a problem. But just the machshava is hinuach, machshava to just leave it around. Even though if I bepoyo left it around, it would be a problem. Okay, what does that have to do with having the machshava? Just because I had a machshava, that in of itself doesn't necessarily mean anything. The Mishnah continues and says, "Amanas litan al gabi akevesh." What would be if the shechita was done with the intention to do the zrika on the ramp? So, with all the different halachas of zrikas, there's never a carbon where the mitzvah is take the dam and spritz it on the ramp. Or shleikin agad yisoid. Or it was done with a kavana to do this zrika on the side of the mizbech that didn't have a yisoid underneath it. Velite nesanitonim lamala lamato, vesanitonim lamato lamailam. Or the kohen had a mind to do a zrika of a carbon that's supposed to go lemayla michot hasikra, lemata michot hasikra, or a carbon that's supposed to go lemata michot hasikra, lemayla michot hasikra. That's hanitana b'fnim b'chutz v'sanitana b'chutz b'fnim. Or he was bringing a carbon where the zrika is supposed to be on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, and he had a mind to do the zrika on the mizbeach ha-chitzai, or vice versa. She'ichlu t'meim, she'akribu t'meim. Or in the event that a kohen would do a shechita, he would have a mind that the basar should be eaten bizmanoid, right? Everything is going to be fine, but it should be eaten by a tomis. Tomis not allowed to eat kachim. Or she'akribu t'meim. Or the hakrava should be done by a tamei. A tamei is not allowed to do the hakrava. She ichlu arelam, shakru arelam, or not tameim, rather arelam. The shaver atzmas haPesach. Or let's say he was bringing the carbon Pesach and mind b'shat the shechita the carbon Pesach that he's going to break the bones of the carbon Pesach. So everybody knows the etzem leisish beru by this chochem decided he has a machshava that he is going to make sure he breaks every bone of this carbon Pesach. Lechel imenu no, or to eat it. We used to taich it halb gebruten, right? To eat it half roasted. Ula ariv dame b'dam absulim. Or he had a mind to take the dam of his carbon and to mix, to make a taruvis with dam psulim. So the halach is in all these cases, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds, this machshava is going to be kosher. And the Mishnah concludes, she'ein machshava paiselas. A machshava does not pasel, ela b'chutz l'zmani b'chutz l'mkoyme v'apesach v'achat l'shloy l'shmon. By the way, highlight that line. The only time a machshava pasels is if it was a machshava chutz l'zmanai, if it was a machshava chutz l'mkoymai, or a machshava shalei l'shma by a chatas and a pesach. What about char kabanis? Kosher v'leyol. But as it relates to being pasel, it would only be true by a pesach and a chatas. Now that last line, she'ena machshava peiselas ela b'chutz l'zmanai b'chutz l'mkoymai v'apesach v'achatas shalei l'shman. I saw in the Briskish Shiurim they struggle very much because it sounds like that line is coming to explain everything that we saw in the Mishnah and almost everything that we saw in the Mishnah with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Mishnah introduced the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda who holds machshavas hinuach, that having a machshava to put the carbon in some compromised state where it's going to be possible, that in and of itself creates a reality, the carbon now becomes possible. Then the Mishnah gave 10 to 15 examples where you would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha should be in effect, and it's not. And then explained, she'ein machshava peiselas ela b'chutz l'zmani b'chutz l'mkoyme v'apesach v'achatas shalei l'shman. Those lines are true according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds machshava sinuach. It doesn't have to be chutz l'zmani, it doesn't have to be chutz l'mkoyme, and it doesn't have to be shalei l'shma. Even a machshava sinuach is going to be possible. And sure, they blibe tzarechin. But I saw some say that it could be that line is true aliba the Rabbi Yehuda as well. Because even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the machshava of chutz l'zmanai doesn't have to be to do an achil or aktar or zrich or shvicha shirayim, but still there's a concept of l'machar. Machshava sinuach means I'm going to leave it until tomorrow. That's a chutz l'zmanai diga machshava. And as it relates to chutz l'mkoymai, even though the machshava was not to do an achil or a haktar or a zrich or a shvicha shirayim, but it's still Lohitzion, which is a chutzlam koimer de gazach. So yeah, every single person in the world that would teach these words, she'im machshava preiselas ela b'chutzlam zmane b'chutzlam koimer, would say, machshav is bigger. But you could be soivel, a peerage that would work. Afilu alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, on that note, zok de heilig gemar. My time de Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So again, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? It's the first line of the Mishnah. Shtochtoy al manas laniach es domoy. Oye murav lamachar. Oy lo hitzion lechutz. Rabbi Yehuda pays. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be possible. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? I'm Rabbi Laz. Rabbi Laz said trei kroik sivi benoisa. The two psukim that talk about noisa. One, by the way, is by the carbon Pesach. That's in Parashas Bo'i. And the other one is with regards to the carbon Toita, where it says, Loyaniach mimenu ad boiker. Said Rabbi Lazar, Kasad Echadimer, the first pasuk is Loyaniach mimenu ad boiker. That's by the Pesach. The Kasad Echadimer, the other pasuk is Loyaniach mimenu ad boiker. That's by the carbon Toita. Now, I don't need two psukim to tell me the concept of noiser, because one would be enough. In Edo Inyan Lohaniach, if I don't need a second pasuk to tell me that if you bepoil, leave over the basar, and you make it noiser, that it's going to be pasul, Tneyo Inyan, Le Inyan Machsheve Sinuach. So I'll tell you, that extra pasuk is coming to teach me that if you even have a machsheve to do that, to leave it until tomorrow, that loch is that it's going to be pasul. So you want to know my time with the Rabbi Yehuda? It's learned that from an extra zaru of noiser, which I don't need. Im einoy inyan for the real noiser, tnei uinyin for a machsheves noiser. Now the Gemara is going to go on now for a bunch of lines. It's just kedai to mention in case it's bothering you, and that is, this would be a makar to a machsheves hinuach, literally, where it was almenas lehaniach es damay oyemur of lemacha. The Torah says, lo yaniach mimenu ad baiker. It may not inyin tnei uinyin. But Rabbi Yehuda also said, oy lo hitzion l'chutz. At this point, we didn't explain that. The Gemara is going to ask this as a kasha on Rabbi Lazar. But the Gemara interrupts, and the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda, I call the Hach Yehuda also. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this pasuk, lo yaniach mimenu ad baiker, is extra, and it's coming to teach me a machsheves hinuach? Haimi boi lo yichid etanyo. Rabbi Yehuda already used this, or it's needed for the following price. So again, the pasuk that says lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker is talking about the carbon toida. This is what the pasuk sounds like if you read it from beginning to end. Upsar zevach toida shlamav biyoyim karbono ye achel lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker. Essentially, what the Torah is saying is the carbon toida had to be eaten on the day that it was brought. This is a chiddush because the carbon toida was a shlamim, and the shlamim usually had 2 days and a night to be eaten. But the Torah says the toida is different. Toida has to be eaten on the day that it's brought. Chazal felt that there was a big diyak here, because really, the pasuk seems to be very, very wordy. Ubsar zevach toida shlamov biyoyim karbone yeyachel lo yeniach mimenu ad boiker. Rashi says, the pasuk could have said, v'toidasoi biyoyimo yeyachel. 3 words, the Gansa Maisa. And I would have known everything. There's a lot of extra words here. And from all these extra words, Chazal darshan the following. Let's see. Upsar zevach toida shlamav lamadu, we learn from here, l'toida shenachel l'yayim v'layel. That's the pshutish and mikra of the pasuk. Chalipin uvlodois tmurois minayin. How do you know the chalipin of a toida? So Rashi says the chalipin of a toida is if somebody was mafresh a toida, he lost this, he was mafresh another, and then he found the original one. So now you have an extra toida. Or the vlad of a toida. Toida is a shlamav, it could be in a keva. Or if somebody made tmura of a toida. How do you know that the basner of those animals also have to be eaten that day? Talmudoimer upsar. Okay, chatas v'ashon minayin. How do you know that a chatas v'ashon, kachik adashim, is also eaten liyom v'layla? Talmud loymar zevach, from the word zevach, right? We saw this already earlier in the Masechta, that the fact that kachik adashim has to be eaten liyom v'layla, ironically, is learned out from kachim kalam. It's learned out from the carbon toido. Uminayla rabbi shalmi nazir v'shalmi pesach. How do you know that the shlomim that the nazir used to bring, and the Shalmei Pesach also we eaten for a day and a night. Now Rashi speaks out, the regular Shlomim we know was not eaten for a day and a night. But the Shalmei Nazir and the Shalmei Pesach maybe are different. Now why would you think that the Shalmei Nazir and the Shalmei Pesach are different? So the Shalmei Pesach, first of all, what is the Shalmei Pesach? The Shalmei Pesach is the Chagigas Yudal, right? That's the special carbon Chagiga that was brought not on Pesach, but Erev Pesach. What was the purpose of the Chagigas Yudal? We've seen this already as well. So that the person should get to a point where he's almost full, like this when he eats the carbon Pesach, like the Afi Koyman, it's going to be Nechal Ala Soifa. So that Chagigas Yudal is what's referred to as the Shalmei Pesach. The Shalmei Nazir is one of the three Karbanos that the Nazir had to bring by Shlomas and Zirusa. The reason you would think these two Karbanos are different, the Shalmei Pesach you would think is maybe like the Pesach. The Pesach was also eaten only Liyoyim Velayla, right? By the next morning it was already Noiser. The Shalmei Nazir is similar to the carbon toida zokrashi, because it too came along with breads. And being that it too came along with breads, so they could be a havamina, maybe it should be like that. So I've had a regular shlomim, we're never gonna ask, how do I know regular shlomim? The Torah says mefurish, you have 2 days and a night to eat it. But I could hear if there's something extra darshan in this pasuk, there are certain shlomim that maybe would be similar to the toida. The Pesach or the Chagigos Yudal would be similar to the toida, and maybe the Shalmei Nazir result. But either way, minayin Rabbi Shalmei Nazir v'Shalmei Pesach, Talmud Loimer says Shlomov. Okay. Lachmi toida v'chalois v'rekikin sheben Nazir minayin. How do you know the breads that came along with the carbon toida and the breads that came along with the Shalmei Nazir, they too are only eaten for a day and a night? Talmud Loimer, it says, karbonoi. So again, all these extra words are marred by a whole bunch of halachas. And here's the punchline. Kulon kaira nibahen. The way you read the pasuk is that regards to all these things I just told you, is half of kachim, lo yaniach. Regarding all these things, there's a halach of lo yaniach. But here's the bottom line. When it says leyaniach b'men wat boiker, this is not extra. This is coming to teach me a whole bunch of very important halachas in the world of the zman to eat basar kochim. Says the Gemara, how could you tell me? There Rabbi Yehuda's makar to machshavas hinuach is from the extra mention of leyaniach b'men wat boiker that it says by the carbon toy. The main inyan lenoise tenayu inyan the machshavas hinuach lechayra haimi boyle. I needed for this drasha. So the Gemara says true, but you could learn both. You know, like this, Im Kain, if all this pasuk was coming to teach me was that You're not allowed to eat these different parts of karbonos beyond the day and the night. The Torah should have said the word loisaisiru. And the reason it should have said the word loisaisiru is because every single time the Torah talks about noisar, what does it say? The word noisar or loisaisiru. That's always the shayrish. That's the word that's used. My loyoniach. The word loyoniach is throwing us for a loop over here. And it's telling us darsheni, and that's what we're going to do. So it's from the fact that the Torah used the word loyoniach and not the word loyoniach, that's how I know an extra joshua. So right now, the makar tashitas Rav Yudan, our Mishnah, is that it says loyoniach mimenu ad boiker. It's extra, maybe not the whole pasuk is extra, but the word loyoniach is different, and it's for that reason I know. But the Gemara asks, that's all going to help you for half of Rabbi Yehuda, right? We're made of a mitzvah. We have a makar for half of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that's net shachta manasla niach is domi oyemur of lamacher. But what about the second half? For that, we need a makar in the parish of Tzoyoitza. I don't have such a makar. We know for a fact, Rabbi Lazar, that time at the Rabbi Yehuda is not svar. Now you know that. Rabbi Yehuda himself said it. The time we learned to the Braise, so Amalim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim, "Are you not moedet to mishem inichol the machshu pasul? That in the event that the Koyin would leave over the dam of the Emurim until tomorrow would be pasul. No, being that you're moedet to that, so afchishev lohaniach lamacha pasul. So too, if he didn't leave it over, but probably only had a machshava to leave it over, it should be pasul as well. So, number one, the makar doesn't work because it only helps you miktas. And number two, I know it's not the makaris. Rabbi Yehuda himself told me what the makaris. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela taimed Rabbi Yehuda. Pshana Rabbi Yehuda is svaruhu. And what's the svaru? The svaru is machshava kemaisa. Like Rabbi Yehuda himself explained it. That being that if you would do it papayol, it would be possible. If you only have a machshava to do it, it's going to be possible as well. Okay, so we now know time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda is far. Now we have to go back to the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah mentioned the cases Rabbi Yehuda holds possible. And then the Mishnah gave a whole list of cases where it's going to be kosher. Now, if the Yesoid of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is a svara, that anytime I have a machshava to do something that puts the carbon in a compromised position, that creates a reality, and now all of a sudden it's puzzle. So, I don't know, it sounded like the Mishnah mentioned a lot of things that are problematic. All those things should potentially be issues. Now, which one of those things? We don't have to do the work ourselves. The Gemara is going to do it for us. So let's just go through the Gemara. Faith the Gemara. Now that you tell me time to Rabbi Yehuda's Svaro, Finif Naklami Rabbi Yehuda Bikulu. I think Rabbi Yehuda should have argued on all the other cases in the Mishnah where the Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda's Noida. So the Gemara says, slow down. Behind Nifla. Kulu, right? That's a big word. Let's work this through together. Which one? B'shaver atzmois ha-pesach v'lechom imenu no. Let's take the case where a kohen was bringing the carbon pesach, and he had in mind that he's going to take the bones of the carbon pesach, he's going to break it, or he's going to roast the carbon pesach halb gebruten. You want over there to say machshava kamaisa? No way. Zivcha gufei mi mifsal. Right? Let's say you would do it. You did the shchit kabbalah ilachas rik, and then when it came time to the basa, you put it on, and when it was half roasted, you quickly took it off. You ate it mamish rear. That's not gonna passel the carbon. Are you over alav? Oh yeah. But is the carbon passel? Oh no, right? The carbon is not passel. So there's no machshavik ma'is. You don't have the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's not a kasha. Maybe the next part of the Mishnah. The case where the Kohen had in mind that Tmeim should eat the Basar, or Tmeim should be Makri of the Basar. That is a bad thing. So if you have a Machshava to do it, it should be a problem. But it's not true, because if Chagufa means Mifsal, let's say he would Taka do it. Let's say a Tome would eat from the Basar, or would be Makter it. As long as you have a good Zrika, the carbon was a good carbon. So it's not going to pass all the carbon, so there's no Svar of Machshava Kameisa. Maybe the case she yachlu arelin, v'shiyakrivu arelin. Where an arul is going to eat it, the arul is going to be makrivit again. Zivchu gufim yipasal. It wouldn't pass all the carbon. Lishnachrina. This lishnachrina, by the way, we have a lot of raid on from the Friede Gemachzer, and Beis Hashem, we're going to get back to this at some point. Friede Gemachzer in Zvachim and in Soita and in different places. Another lishna to answer these last two kashas of why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, amanashi yachlu tmeim or sheyakrivu tmeim or sheyachlu arelim or sheyakrivu arelim should not be a problem achshav kamaisa is because of two words. Kol kamine. What does he have a bailus? Is he in control? Does he have an emunah, so to speak, to be able to go ahead and do it? In other words, in order for a machshava to be a machshava peiselas, you would need that the machshava that you had, this very bad thought that you had, was something that is at least biyotcha to be able to do. This person who's doing the avoida is not a tame, he's not an aro, right? And he's going to have a mind that a tame or an aro is going to, that machshava that you have a mind that a tame or an aro is going to go ahead and do something, is not a machshava peiselas for a different reason. Forget about zivcha gufe mi mifsal, because it's not something that's biyotcha to do. It sounds like from this Gemara, the only time you could ever have a machshava peiselas would be if it's something that's in your control. So, right, just to bring out the point. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the parak that if a Zor would do a Shechita and he would have a Machsheves Pigel, but as he did the Zrika, the carbon would be possible. What would be if a Zor does the Shechita and he has in mind that Koyin is going to be Makted Eimurim Chutzlis Manah? Sounds like it would be a Machsheves Pigel. B'chura, why? Kol Kemineh? Right? How far are you supposed to take Kol Kemineh? So this Torah from Mar Nagriz that the Svar of Kol Kemineh is only true by Rabbi Yehuda's Machsheves Yinuach. It's not true by a regular Machsheves Chutzlis Manah Chutzlis Koyimai. It's something that we're going to get into Be'ezer Hashem. But moving along in the Gemara, La'arif Daman Bedam Hapsulin. What about the case where a Koyin had a mind to take the dam of the carbon and to mix it together with Dam Pasul? Right? That's one of the cases that the Mishnah said the Koyin Rabbi Yehuda is going to be kosher. Why is it kosher? If you would mix it, now the carbon would be Pasul. Right? This is a problem. Because here you're handling the dam. If you don't have dam kosher, so now you have no way to get a ritzoy. This is not like the previous cases we were talking about, the basar and the emurim, which anyways, in the worst case scenario, even if it happened, this nebuch, this terrible thought that you had, if it played itself out, exactly, trach, gut, right, bad, sein bad, even if it happened, nothing would happen to the actual carbon. But this would be a problem, because if you don't have your dam, then you don't have a carbon. But the Gemara says, it's not a kasha anyways. I'll tell you why Rabbi Yehuda is not chayla, because Rabbi Yehuda tameh, this is another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, lishni tasai, the Amar, we just saw Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, ein dam, mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds, dam is not mevatel dam. What about this case? In the event that the Koyim would have a mind to do this, Zrik in the wrong place. So, what the Mishnah say? That's not a bad machshava. If Rabbi Yehuda holds machshava sinuach and it's based on a svara, it should be a problem here as well. The Mishnah says it's not a kasha either. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase da amat shaloibim koyim namim mikoyim karinabe. That is rikin shaloibim koyim is kim koyim dami. So if that's the case, that's not a problem either. Says the Gemara. What about this case? V'lifloik benitonim b'fnim shenosnim b'chutz v'anitonim b'chutz shenosnim b'fnim. Rabbi Yehuda should argue in the case where a Kohen did a shechita, it doesn't have to be shechita, we're just picking a case, did a shechita, and he had a mind to do the zrika on the wrong mizbeach. So the zrika was supposed to go on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, and he has a mind he's going to do the mizbeach ha-chitzen, or vice versa. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda should all, based on machshavah kemaisa, this new machshavah sinuach, that it should be possible. Now, why should it be possible? Why should it be possible? We just said Rabbi Yehuda holds Zrika Shalabim Kaimayas Kim Kaimadami. So if Zrika Shalabim Kaimayas Kim Kaimadami, it doesn't matter if you did a Lamala Lamata, Lamata Lamailo, or if you did it from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, or vice versa. So Rashi asks the Kasha. And Rashi says the Gemara is asking from one piece where the Zrika was supposed to be done on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, and you did it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That should be a problem. And you know why? Not because of the Zrika even. It's because there's a psul nichnas. Just like we know there's a psul yoitze, now I take dam out of the azara, there's also something called a psul nichnas. You can't take dam that belongs in the azara and bring it into the heichal. So the Gemara's kasha is, l'chura, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda was not chaylik in the case where it's hanitonim b'chutz, shenosnam b'fnim? L'chura, over there, if it would really happen, it would be a problem. You know why? Not out the zrika. Out the dam itself became pasul based on the psul nichnas. So basically, you had a machshava for a psul nichnas. If you had a machshava for a psul nichnas, it should be like a machshava for a psul noiser or a machshava for a psul yoitze. Right? Seems very consistent. And l'chayr Rabbi Yehuda should argue in that case. Again, mishlam from you that has makayris. Okay, makayris is makayris. You only have the makayris when you have the makayris. But if time of the Rabbi Yehuda is svaro, because if it would happen, it would be a problem. So if I have a machshava for it to happen, it's also a problem. L'chayr, what about the psul nichnas? Just like noiser and yoitze, you should have nichnas as well. So the Marseille, but that's also not a kasha. Because Kosovo, Rabbi Yehuda holds, be'inan mokoyim, she'yehei meshulish, bedam, bebosar, u'be'emurim. So this is an idea that we saw already earlier, le'il daf chavtes, where the Gemara said that there is a shita that holds that the only time a machshavas chutzim koimai is considered a machshavas chutzim koimai is if the mokoim, the chutzim koimai, that bad place, is a place that b'shas heter bomois, you were allowed to do a zrika, you were allowed to be makter emurim, and you're allowed to eat basa. If, however, that makam, the chutzlum koymetika place, is not a makam that the shasheta bamas was mishulish b'tam b'basa b'emurim, in that instance, it would not be considered a chutzlum koym. So, kosavir Rabbi Yehuda be'ina makam she'em mishulish b'tam b'basa b'emurim, and it's for that reason it doesn't pass to have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to psul nichnas. Now, this really requires a little bit of beer. It requires a lot of bit of beer. We'll just give it a little bit of beer. And that is, there is an idea that in order for a machsheves chutzim koymer to be a machsheva peselis, it has to be a makam she'em mishulish b'dam b'basa b'emurim. But we're not talking about chutzim koymer. What are we talking about? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's machsheves hinuach, quote unquote. And the Gemara is suggesting that we should apply Rabbi Yehuda's machsheves hinuach to the psul nichnas. And the Gemara seems to be answering psul nichnas. No, you can't have a psul nichnas because that makam of nichnas is the heichal. And the heichal is not a makam that's mishulish b'dam b'basar b'emur. But you can't be makde murim in the heichal. You probably can't eat basar in the heichal either. Maybe else the mechitzas you could, but it's not something you're supposed to do. So the point is, it's not mishulish b'dam b'basar b'emurim. And as a result, it's not shaykh to the yushita of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what shaykh is? Bishloima machshev is chutzlum kaimai, where the machshava is chutzlum kaimai. So there, it's exeris hakasav, right? The Gemara learned it out from the word shlishi, right? Shlishi has to be mishulish b'dam b'basar b'emurim. Okay, so I have a limud that teaches me the gather of the machshava of chutzlum kaimai. But this is a new machshava that is learned out misvar, it's not even learned out from a pasuk, that anytime I have in mind to do something that if I would do that, it would render a psul, so now it should be possible as well. So you're telling me that there's no psul nichnas because at the end of the day, the makam of nichnas is not meshulish b'dam b'basa b'emurim. But shaykhis, what does it have to do with chutzlum kaim? Let's just explain this a little bit better. I've added that's pasha, there's a psul nichnas. If you take the dam and you bring it into the heichal, right? It's only by a chatas, by the way. We know that. But there's a psul nichnas if you take the dam of a chatas and you bring it into the heichal. We're discussing, however, that because there's such a psul, there should be a machshava hapeiseles, that if you think about doing it, it should be a problem as well. The Gemara is saying that just like you find by the machshava of chutzlum koymoy, that has to be a makam that's mishulish b'dam b'basa b'emurim, so too Rabbi Yehuda's machshavos of machshavas hinuach also has to be a makam mishulish. Why in the world would that be the case? The Gemara does not explain it, but either way, says the Gemara, that's the teretz to kasha. You want to know why Rabbi Yehuda was not chilek as it relates to hanitonim bechutz and nosnim befnim. The minute you take the dam into the heichal, it's going to be pasul benichnas. So it should be like garak from a machshava of noisar and from a machshava of yoytze. The answer is because the heichal is not a makam that's meshulish, and kosava Rabbi Yehuda be'ina makam she meshulish bedam bebasul beimur. But the Gemara says, oh, is that true? Umi Israel Ruda is svara that it has to be a makam mishulish b'dam b'basa b'emur. V'tanim b'lim to the brayz. Ruda Amir Ruda says davar ra. It says in the Torah davar ra. So the pasuk says lo sizbach v'ashem lekecha shor v'aseh ashir b'imum kol davar ra. So the Torah says, don't bring a carbon that's a baal mum. But then it adds, not only a baal mum, kol davara. So what's kol davara coming to be marba? Says Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Ribokan, it's coming to be marba two things. Number one, chatos sheshachta bedarim. Number one, a chatos that was brought bedarim. Chatos is kachik edashim, shechitazim etzav. If you brought bedarim, you're over this iser of loy sizbach l'ashem alaykecho kol davara. Number two, the chatos shenichnas dama lifnim psula. Additionally, it's coming to teach me that if you did a shchita, because it's talking about leisizbach, but you had in mind to take the dam bifnim, the halach is that it's going to be possible. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the svar of makim shem mishulish bedam bebasim emur. In fact, in this brayz, Rabbi Yehuda taka holds halacha lemaisa that just like you have a machshavas hinuach and a machshavas yoytzei, so too there's a machshava finichnas that's going to be a problem. But the Gemara says one second, but let's say the Rabbi Yehuda. So if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, changes the word from shlishi to hay svar. Right, the first Gemara was umi islay the Rabbi Yehuda hay svar, and now the Gemara says let's say Rabbi Yehuda hay svar vatnan. But we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is like hamon daf pei beis amar alef. Rabbi Yehuda said hichnes b'shoyge kasha. We're talking about dam of a chatas that was born into the heichal. If it was born in b'shoyge, it's going to be kasha. I'm amazed. But if it's benazed, it's going to be a problem. The Kaimalon, Bishakeeper. Stating that, Chazal said that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha was true only Bishakeeper if there was a Zrika that was done with it. But if a Zrika wasn't done with it, it's not going to be a problem. In other words, Ready for this? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold the psal nechnas. The whole Rabbi Yehuda is that if you bring the dam and you do a zrika, that's when it's going to be a problem. But the ikin nechnas not. Now, hashtam, madach, umahosam, aili, aila. Madach over there where you actually brought the dam inside. I keep her in, I keep her loy. Only if you did the zrika, it's going to be a problem. If you didn't do a zrika, it's not going to be a problem. Hach over here, the chashav chashuvi, where all you was a machshava, like koshkein, certainly. Now, this Rabbi Yehuda clearly is a contradiction to the previous Rabbi Yehuda. Because the previous Rabbi Yehuda said the chata shenichnas damal of nim sula. If you had in mind just to bring it inside, it's going to be possible. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda that says that even when you physically bring it in, it's not possible unless you actually do the zrika. If you don't do the zrika, not. So we're a little bit confused over here. Again, right? We have three Rabbi Yehudas that we're trying to juggle because Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah seems to hold there's no psul machsheves hinuach when it comes to nichnas. The kash is, why not? The Gemara has an eitzah. Maybe the only time you have a machsheves hinuach, we don't really understand it so much, is if it's a makom mishulish bedam bebasa beimurim. The problem is, Rabbi Yehuda somewhere else actually said mefurish that if you have a machshava for nichnas, it's going to be a problem, which is not like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and it's also not like the svara that the Gemara gave to explain Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Obviously, it doesn't hold. You have to have a makom that's mishulish. And then the Gemara said, I have another Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda says there isn't even such a concept of a psul nechnas. There's not even such a metziah as a psul nechnas. If you do the zrika, that's when you're dealing with an issue. Bishop Kiper. But if you didn't do a Kiper, then it's not going to be a problem. So a little bit fatumult over here in Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara gets out of it by saying, Trey Tanoyev Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say this two Tanoyev Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Right, just to come back to what we need, is our Mishnah clearly said, Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha, Amenas laniach es domei oyeimur of lamachar, oy lo hitzion lechot. Right, those are the two cases. What emerges is that's only Chatan Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. There's another Tan Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, which is Mefurish, and one of the brises that the Gemara just brought, that holds that if you would have a machshava to take the dam of the chatas and be a nichnas with it and bring it into the eichel, that too would be a problem. So really, this last piece of Gemara is a very important addendum to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. Because in Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah, it sounds like only if the machshava was lahaniach or lahoitzi. Really, lahachnis, according to Chatan Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, that would be a problem as well. But the Gemara is going to continue. So we just brought a braisa that said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, davara. It says, Loisizbach Lashem Alekecha Shor Vaseh Shiyah Baimum Kol Davera. And from the word Davera, we marba two things. Number one, a chata sheshachta bedarim, that's a laugh. Number two, chatas that was shachta al menas lahachnis as dama lifnim, that's also going to be a problem. So now we're going to digress a little bit. We're going to focus on the first of those two halachas Rabbi Yehuda learned in the Braisa. For some Rabbi Yehuda, chatas sheshachta bedarim. Yei chayiv, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chatas sheshachta bedarim is going to be chayiv? A tanya we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, yoch, chatas sheshachta bedarim. Yei chayiv. You would have thought that a chatas sheshachta bedarim should be chayiv. Tam alayim, it says in the Torah, sizbach lashem alekecha shor vaseh v'goymer. Literally this pasuk. And then it says, Kol davara, literally those words. And the way Rabbi Yehuda darshins in this price is al davara for a bad thing. Ata mechayvoy, abavi ata mechayvoy al chata sheshachta bedarim. Mamish blatant. Now, what does it mean al davara? So Rashi says top line mum begaloi shehu meguna. Kari davara. But the bottom line is, I have a blatant contradiction between two Rabbi Yehudas. In one Rabbi Yehuda, davara is mar bechata sheshachta b'shlamim, sheshachta b'darim, and in the other, Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda specifically says, kol davara means not chata sheshachta b'darim. It has to be a real davara, like a mum begoloi, but something else not. So how do you reconcile this? So the Gemara says, again, trei tanoi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. The bottom line is, this Braisa, which seemed like a very innocent Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer davara riba kan chata sheshachta bedarim vechata shenichnas dam lefnim. Right? Turns out this is like a super controversial braisa. You wouldn't expect it. You didn't see it coming. But that's really what it is. Because both halves of this braisa, both halachas Rabbi Yehuda said is trei tanoi, libid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says chata sheshachta bedarim is a davara. It's a mafurish Rabbi Yehuda, not that way. And Rabbi Yehuda said chata shenichnas dam lefnim psula. There's a mafurish Rabbi Yehuda, not that way. So both of these Rabbi Yehudas are really very, very big chedushim. Either way, let's come back to where we are. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda has a very big chiddush in our Mishnah. And that is, Machsheves Hinuach. What are the words in the Mishnah? Shachtei al menas laniach es damai ayemur of lamachar. Oy lo hitzion lechutz. Even if you now have a mind to eat it, to be makter, to spritz it, to pour it, all those things, that's not necessary. The halach is, poisel, it's going to be possible. In the Braisa, we have a chatan alibi Rabbi Yehuda that holds that if it was dam chatos, and you had a mind to bring it into the heichel, that would be an issue as well. So the Gemara now is going to bring a statement that was made by the Amori Rab Abba, a comment on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. It's a lumdisha comment. And I think it's kedai just to refresh ourselves from a Gemara that we learned about a week ago. And that is, the Mishnah had said that as much as it's true, if someone has a machshav of chutz l'zmana, the halacha is, it creates not only a psul in the carbon, but a very unique type of psul. It's known as pigel. What's unique about pigel? If somebody eats from the basar of pigel, he's chayiv karas. It's like eating on Yom Kippur. It's like eating chametz on Pesach, right? Just to put it into perspective. He's going to be chayiv karas. It's very, very chum. The only time that's true is if there was no other psul that was done in any one of the dalet avodas. Meaning, if other than this machsheves pigel, everything else was done perfectly, that's when there's a halacha of pigel. If, however, there's another problem, then not. Right? It has to be where without this, everything else was fine. Obviously, this is anything but fine. This is the worst case scenario. It's pickle. But we actually take into account what would have been had we not had the pickle. And it's only if the answer to that question is this would have been a perfect carbon, then the halach is now it's going to be pickle. Now, there was a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, interestingly enough, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what would be if first there was a machsheves pickle and then afterwards you had that other machsheva? The Chachamim say, I don't care. At the end of the day, once at some point there's another machsheva, like a shaloi l'shma, that makes this carbon a possible carbon, at that point this will never become pickle. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I actually care about what comes first. If the other machsheva comes first, and then by the time you had the machsheves pigel, this was already not a perfect carbon. So then it's not going to be chal the pigel. But if you had the machsheves pigel first, then not. Rab Abba is going to introduce, what would be if someone had a machsheves hinuach, alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that machsheves hinuach is a machshav apiseles, and then afterwards would have a machsheves pigel. Would it be pigel, or would we say that it's not pigel? Now, first glance, what would you think? For sure, it shouldn't be pigel. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machshev is hinuach, is a machshev apiseles, it's like a machshev of chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkoyma, chatz pesach shaloi l'shma, so you would think, okay, it's now another problem that this carbon has, memela. You don't have kartzos, kosher kachartzos, possible, this carbon is going to be not a carbon of pigel. Rabbi Abba is going to be mechadish now that it could be. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds there's something called machsheves hinuach, but it's not treated the same as a regular machshava apiseles, l'may naf kemina, if one would have a machsheves hinuach first, it's from Rabbi Yehuda, so it would actually have to technically be first based on the previous sugyas, but if you would have a machsheves hinuach, and then afterwards have a machsheves pigel, the machsheves pigel would still be a machsheves pigel. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabba, Rabba said, Moida, Rabbi Yehuda's Moida, Shechoyze v'choyvay l'pigel. That in the event, the shechita, let's say, was done, the machsheves hinuach, and then afterwards there was a machsheva of chutz l'zmanoi, the halacha is that the carbon would be pigel. You would have thought, what do you mean? Once you had a machsheves hinuach, so that's like a machsheva shaloi l'shma v'chulu v'chulu, at this point it can't be pigel anymore, because outside of the machsheves pigel, this carbon anyway is problematic. Kamash Malon, when it comes to machsheves hinuach, it's different. That is not going to be Allah. Amar Rava. Rava said, Teid, I'll prove it to you. I actually have a raya. The pigol lifnei zrika loy klumu. Because every machsheves pigol, right? Every pigol in the world, until you do a zrika, it's not a machsheves pigol. Right? Why not? Because pigol requires a shechita kabbalah and a loch and a zrika in order for it to actually become a pigol. Yet the asya zrika the kavala of a pigel, but once you do the zrika, at that point it does become a pigel. Says Rava, how's that even possible? So this is a little bit of a hard shaila. I think it's kedai to read Rashi inside. So Rashi is 5 lines from the bottom, from the top. Amar Rava. Rava said teta. The machsheves hinuach the Rabbi Yehuda lav ki machsheves chutzim koymoi v'shaloi l'shmoihi lav fuke midei pigel. I'll prove to you that a machsheves hinuach is not like a regular machshava piselis to me mafki midei pigel. Why? The pigel the shoychet amanas lizreik es domoi l'machor. What would be if someone had a machsheves pigel and the machsheves pigel that he had was amanas lizreik es domoi l'machor? So again, machsheves pigel can come in one of 4 shapes and sizes. It could be achilas basak, tarasei murim, zrika sadam, and shvicha shira. Rava's raya is going to be from the case where you had in mind to do the zrika lemacher. In other words, zrika chutz lezmane. Lemacher means chutz lezmane, right? So you have in mind to do the zrika chutz lezmane. So you did the shechita, amanas, lizrika zdama lemacher.
L'fnei zrika lav klumhin. Before the kohen actually does the zrika, it's not chal pegel, right? Because you have to have karvu kol matira. Because ve'ina machshava mayeles, zok Rashi. Because we know every machshava's pigel is not mayel, doesn't really have effect. Ad shi yizare kadam hayoyim, until you do this zrika today. De be'ina karvu kol matira. Umiyu, however, machshava kamaisa, machshava sinu achavi. L'chayre, this machshava, before it became a machshava's pigel, because it doesn't become a machshava's pigel until you do this zrika, it was already a machshava's hinuach. Why was it machshava's hinuach? Because when you had a mind to do this zrika tomorrow, bechlau masayim money, you had a mind to leave the dam around tomorrow. Now, machshava's hinuach doesn't need zrika. That doesn't need karvu kol matirav. One needs karvu kol matirav. Pigel needs karvu kol matirav. So really, this machshava that you're having in mind, shchita manasa do this zrika tomorrow, it's chal machshava's hinuach this second, and it's not going to be chal machshava's pigel until you actually do this zrika. Yet, v'chizorikle, when you do this zrika, ask this zrika v'kavile. That's posture. If you just mind it, that's one of the cases of machshava's pigel. When you do this zrika, it's chal. V'lo yamrina, we don't say, hoil umi ikara pigel loy chaylo, if sole b'machshava's hinuach. We don't say that once it was a matzav of machshava sinuach, at that point it can't be chal the pigel. Must be that machshava sinuach doesn't shter pigel. Because if machshava sinuach shter pigel, like a machshava of chutzlum koymoy, or machshava shleil lishma does, then every time you do a shchit amanas lizrik damoy, chutzlis manoy, you are dead on arrival. Because bechlau masayim money, you have the machshava sinuach. Now, mecha teis machshava sinuach is chal before the pigel. That's pigel 101. Because pigel's not chal until karvu kol matirav, and machshava sinuach doesn't require karvu kol matirav. Said Rava, teid, I'll prove to you Rababa's halacha. The pigel lifnei zrika loy klumu, v'asi zrika v'kavala b'pigel. So must be this way, but the Gemara's daich. The Gemara says, v'lohi. Hasam over there, hu chada machshava hi. Over there, it was one machshava. Hacha tre machshavas. Rababa's saying it even by two machshavas. It could be time as the Gemara. There's a nafka mina where the machsheves hinuach is the machsheves pigel versus where there was a machsheves hinuach l'chod and a machsheves pigel l'chod. It could be the mechayev of karvu kol matirav is not, here's the punchline, is not that there's no psul that was chal in the carbon before the pigel was chal. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that there's no psul study other than the machsheves pigel that created any psul in the carbon. Rav understood that the din of karvu kol matirav means that you need a kosher carbon at the time that the pigle is going to be chal. That's what you need. Again, kosher lule the psul pigle. And that has to be the matzav. The Gemara is being doich, and the Gemara is saying, it could be that's not the criteria. It could be the criteria is not that the carbon has to be kosher. The criteria is that there can't be any psul in the carbon that's coming about from something other than the machshavas pigle. Meaning, just to explain this a little bit better, even though there's a din of karvu kol matirav as it relates to machshavas pigle, that's poshut that the carbon's possible as soon as you do the shchita. You do a shchita, manas, lizrik, domi, chutz, asmai, the carbon's possible. Right? We know the karmic possible. What is karvu kol matirav negei? It's negei, the chefts of pigol, the kares, but the psul of ad eschal. So it's anyway eschal right away, right? So you'll tell me it's not karvu kol matirav because it's already possible. The teretz is, that's the psul pigol. So we're just extending that a little bit more. The fact that it's possible machmas machsheves hinuach doesn't bother me because the machsheves hinuach came about through the machsheves pigel. And being that it came about through the machsheves pigel, therefore it's not an issue. But as relates to Rabbi Abba Zalacha, where I had a machsheves hinuach lechod and a machsheves pigel lechod, it could be over there, it's going to be different. In fact, not only do we not have a right to Rabbi Abba, the Gemara is going to ask a kachem, we're going to give it away. The Gemara is going to end up tufted the Rabbi Abba tufta. So we thought, what do you mean, Rabbi Abba is so muchach, it's gespired from every if the Gemara is actually going to knock out Rabbi Abba, says the Gemara, and the question was actually asked to Rabbi Abba. Right? Sometimes tuft Rabbi Abba tuft that happens already. Over here, Rabbi Abba knew about it. From a brisa, and lamata, in the event that the shechita was done with a machshava, you have to hold cheshbon. To do a zrika that's supposed to go lamaila lamata, or to do a zrika that's supposed to go lamata lamata. So the halacha is la'alter. If it was done with a machshava to do it this today, mamish kosher, it's going to be kosher. Meaning, you would have thought, according to Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, right? Who else? According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it should be pasul. Kamash malan, it's kosher. Oh, and we know this right from the Mishnah, right? This is one of the examples of a moide Rabbi Yehuda. Zrika shlomim koymis, kim koymidami, there's no problem over here. Chazav echishnev chutzim koymoy.
What would be if after the Kohen had a mind, Litenes Anitonim Lamalo Lamata Lamata Lamali, he had a mind to do the Zriko or something else, Chutzlim Goimai, Possel, Vein by Kars, Chutzlis Manoi, Pigum Chayov and all of Kars, right? Because the first Machshava did nothing. So if the first Machshava did nothing, so now you have a whiteboard, essentially, it's a regular Kosher carbon. With a weird machshava, but that's fine, didn't impact it. So as a result, if you had a chutzim kaimai, possibly my karis, chutzim manai, possibly karis, chazar, v'chishev, what would be, l'machar, what would be if he had in mind to do the nitonim, l'mala, l'mata, l'mata, l'mayla, not la'alter, but l'machar, to do it chutzim manai, then already, possible, it's going to be possible. So in this case, he had in mind to do a zrika. He had a mind to do a zrika that was supposed to go lemaila lemata or lemata lemaila, but lemachar on the next day. So there, the halach is it's going to be pasul. Chaza v'chishev. If he had a mind afterwards, bein chutzlis manoi, bein chutzlim kaimai. If he had a mind whether it was a machsheves chutzlis manoi or machsheves chutzlim kaimai, it's going to be pasul ve'ein by karis. And either way, it's going to be pasul ve'ein by karis. Now, there's one piece that we need in order to understand this. Rashi quotes it, it's really in Arichos, but Rashi says that the Gemara already earlier in the Masechta was making this braisa of Lemacher Dafka Alibid Rabbi Yehuda that holds Machshavas Hinoch. I'm not going to go into this now. But it's true only Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. So Lemacher Pasel, Litenes Anitonu Lemalo Lemata Lemata Lemailo, Lemacher Pasel is Rabbi Yehuda. And what is the braisa of Yerois? Chaza V'chishev, Bein Chutzlis Manoi, that's what we need, bold letters. Bein Chutzlim Koimer, that could be in small letters. Pasel V'ein Baikaris, Vaiter in bold letters. So if you have in mind, after a Machshavas Hinoch, Chutzlis manoi, it's possible in by karis. Why? Because it's not carbon komatirov. Because there's a problem over here. You don't have a kosher or carbon. Lule the piggle. Ay, it's machsheves hinuach. And Rabbi said, "Moi the Rabbi Yudish Chayzev Kayvel the piggles." Ach, the Gemara Tiyufta, the Rabbi Tiyufta. This is checkmate. A similar Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Ravino Bar Sila. Chishnev Shniyachlu Tmeim Lamacher Chay. Now the way Rashi learns the Gemara, this Gemara has nothing to do with Rabbi Yudah already. This Gemara is talking about a regular machsheves piggle where someone had a mind to eat the basar chutzlis mane, but the machsheva was that a tome would eat the basar. So he had in mind that a tome is going to eat the basar. Chutzlis mani. Chayv, you're going to be chayv. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that being that a tome is not allowed to eat the basar, so you would have thought it's not a good achila. As asor tachila is maybe not an achila that creates a machsheves piggle. Kamash melon it does. So chishev sheyichlu tmeyim lemachar. Chayv, you're going to be chayv. On my Rava, Rava said, Teid, I'll prove it to you. Meaning, I'll prove to you that if you have a mind to do an achila that's not a good achila, it's still a machsheves pickle. The basa lifnei zrika loy chazi. Because really, all basa kachim before you do the zrika is not roy lachila. V'chim mechashev bein mifsal. Yet, if you have a mind to eat the basa chutzlis manoi b'shashchita before you did the zrika, still that loch is it's possible. Right now, you're not allowed to eat it. So you see clearly, even though you can't eat it now, it's fine. It doesn't have to be roy lachila. Meaning that achila, as long as it's an achila, that's enough. So just like an achila lifnei zrika is considered an achila regarding machsheves pigel, so too an achila of a tame would be as well. But the Gemara says, "V'lo yihasam zriku mechzi achilei mechzi klal." Over there, when you do the zrika, it's going to be mutter, and you're going to have to do the zrika anyways for it to be machsheves pigel. So it's inevitable that you're going to end up doing the zrika. It's going to be mutter. So then, even though b'shas teshchita wasn't mutter yet, it's going to be okay. But amanashi achlu tmeim, there's no way to make him be allowed to eat it. So it's for that reason that maybe would be different. Amar Rav Chizra. Rav Chizda said, Margula Bapume de Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. Wow. So this was Margula Bapume. This is not something Rav Dimi Bar Chinana one time said. This is Margula Bapume. Basar Pesach, Shaloi Hutzla, Velach Meitoida Shaloi Hormun, Chayov and Alei Mishum Tomi. Must have been a festa briska, right? If this was Margula Bapume. But either way, Margula Bapume de Rav Dimi Bar Chinana. The basar of a carbon Pesach that wasn't roasted, or the lachmi toida from which the truma was not taken, chayav and aleim mishum tuma. If someone is tummy, but tuma saguf and he eats from it, he's going to be chayav karsin. Now the background to this is taflam adalud, which we went through already by Arichos, and that is if someone's tummy but tuma saguf and he eats kachim, the halach is he's chayav karsin. Stating that the only time he's chayv karis is if it's a situation where kol tahar yoichal basar, where had he been tahar, he would have been allowed to eat the basar. But if had he been tahar, would not have been allowed to eat the basar. For example, it was lifnei zrika. So then the halach is that he's not going to be chayv karis. So Rav Dimi Bar Chinana used to say that you could have thought a carbon pesach that wasn't roasted yet, or lach mitoida from where you didn't take truma, you can't eat. Karban Pesach has to be roasted. That's the way you have to eat the Karban Pesach. Right, Kim Tzliesh. And the Lachmi Toida you have to take Truma from. Right, we know Truma's Lachmi Toida is like a real type of Truma. So you have to take Truma from it. So you could have thought that it's not in a situation of Kol Tohar Yoichal Basar. And as a result, if a Tomei would eat from it, he wouldn't be Chayiv Karas. So Margula Bapumid Rabdim Rachinin, it's not the case. Then in these two situations, Basar Pesach Shalai Hutzma and Lachmi Toida Shalai Urmu, Chayov and Aleyem Mishon Tumah. And the Svara is that being that the Basar Pesach had this Rikadon, and the Lachmi Toida had this Rikadon, those are the real materium of these things, even though there's still something that needs to happen, there's a finish that's required, but that's not ma'akiv in this halacha, right, the Gemara Menachas Chafayam and Beis that we talked about, it's not ma'akiv in this halacha that you're only chayiv karas if it's something that you're allowed to eat. Oh my Rava, Rava said, Teida, I will prove it to you. The Tanya we learned to the Brice, so it says, Asher Lashem, and this is said in the parish of Thomas HaGof, HaNevesh HaShotei HaBosim Mizevach HaShlomim Asher Lashem. The rabbi say, Muru kachem kalam lutum. It's marba that in the event that a tomei would eat the imurim of kachem kalam, the halacha is he would be chayiv of course. Amo, what do you see from here? Avagaf delabnei achila ninu emurim anapnei achila. Right, you're never allowed to eat emurim. Either it's chaylev or it goes on the mizbeach. You're never allowed to eat emurim. Still chayav adalei mishum toma. You still chayav. Nu hachanami. Avagaf delabnei achila ninu. Even though they're not yet ready to be eaten, chayav adalei mishum toma. So too, you're gonna be chayiv over here. Mi shum tuma. In other words, you see, as long as you do the zrika and it's something that could be eaten, that it would be enough for you to be chayiv. I right now the mice I can't eat it. Yeah, you can't eat the emurim kachim kalim, and I feel like if a tummy eats it, he's going to be chayiv. But the Gemara says v'loi, there's no raya, and the reason there's no raya is because hasam over there emurim kachim kalim chazul legvaya. Emurim kachim kalim achazul legvaya. La afuke baser pesach shalei hutzma v'lach mitayda shalei hormu tolei chazul loy legvaya v'loy lahedya. What does it mean? What was the drasha of the Rabbi Seymour and Kachem Kalam? It says Asher Lashem. So Asher Lashem is marba that even if it's not something that's roi l'achilas Adam, but as long as it's roi l'achilas Mizbeach, it's something that's roi l'gvaya, so that in and of itself would be enough for you to be able to be chayev. That's true Seymour and Kachem Kalam. The Lachmi Toida didn't go to the Eibishta. And Karban Pesach is going to be eaten by the Chabura. So there, you don't have the Heter Achila Bepayo. And it's also not Lashem, so you can't include it in that word. You can't say, maybe it should be like Emur and Kachem Kalam. No, Emur and Kachem Kalam is not a binyanav that it doesn't have to be something that Bepayo you're allowed to eat. Emur and Kachem Kalam is a binyanav that if it's Lashem, that if it's something that Shaykh Tachilas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you eat it, then you're going to be Chayiv Karas. But this is neither here nor there. It's like Chazu Loy Legvaya V'Loy Lehedit. It's for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. It's not every day that you skip the last line of a parak, but it's in parentheses. And on that note, Hadran Allah Kol Apsulim. By the way, just like the high level, what just happened in the last like 10, 15 minutes of the daf? So it was a digression, right? Shanemo was a digression. But if you look at the signon of the digression, it started Amr Abba, Umaydi Rabbi Yehuda Shechayz of a Kovil Pigle. The Machshav is Hinuach in as much as it's a Machshav Abiseles, but doesn't have the ability to shter a pigle. Amr Rava Teda. And the Gemara was Doichet, Falohi. Then the Gemara brought two other places where an Amir said something, Amr Rava Teda. V'loihi. They're all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, but they're all not machsheves hinuach. They're all a digression. The second one was regarding machsheves pigel. Chishev she'achlu t'meim l'macher chayev. Amar Rava teida v'loihi. And the last one was margul b'pumi d'ravdimi barchinen regarding the Pesach shalei hutzal lachmetayt shalei hurmu. Again, Amar Rava teida. And the Gemara was doichet. And the Gemara said, v'loihi exhale. So as it relates to raid, just to lighten it up a little bit, this week's parsha is Parshas Noach, and there's a kachim component to Parshas Noach. So I thought, in the spirit of Chumash here, it's kedai maybe just to talk a little bit dover beitei matoiv, some of the kachim that's tucked away in Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, almost immediately after Noach and his family emerged from the teva, vayetze Noach uvanov v'ishtoi uneshei vanov itoi. Those words are mentioned a few times in the Torah, but specifically this is Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches. Kol Achaya, Kol HaRemes, V'Chol HaOif, Kol Remes Al Ha'aretz, L'Mishpecha Yiseyem Yotzu Min Atev. The very next Pasuk, Vayiven Noyach Mizbeach Lashem. Noyach built a Mizbeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikach, and he took Mikol HaBehema HaTahira, U'Mikol HaOif HaTahar, Vayal Oilois BaMizbeach. He took from all the kosher animals, all the kosher birds, and he brought carbonis. What type of carbonis? Oilois. Vayorach Hashem es reach anichayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled the reach anichayach. Vayomer Hashem aliboy. Lo yosef lekalul oides ha'adam bavur ha'adam. Ki yetze lev ha'adam ra min urav. Velo yosef oid lahakos es kol chai kasher osisi. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I accept the carbonis of Noach. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore. Lo yosef lekalul oides ha'adam bavur ha'adam. The first thing that Noach did when he emerged from the Teva was Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem. The very, very first thing. And after he built the Mizbeach, Vayikach Mikol HaBehema HaTahira U'Mikol HaOif HaTahar Vayal Oilois BaMizbeach. In Chumashir, we spoke out from Rameira Levi Soloveitchik, who said that why is it that the very, very first thing that Noach did was, is he built the Mizbeach and he brought Karbonis. And he said Pshat based on something that he heard from Mar Nagris, his father, the Briskerov, who said that it's Yodua, the Rambam, in Perik Beis of Hilchas Beis Abchira Halacha Beis. He's talking about the Mokim HaMizbeach. Rambam says the Mokim HaMizbeach was very, very precise. And then he says, U'Mesiris B'Yadaka, there's a Mesiris that everybody had. Sh'ha Mokim Shabana Boy David U'Shloim HaMizbeach, that the place that David and Shloim built their Mizbeach, B'Goyrin Aravna, in the Goyrin of Aravna, Hu HaMokim, that's the place Shabana Boy Avram HaMizbeach V'Okad Olav Yitzchak. That's the place that Avram Avinu built the Mizbeach, and that's where he did the Akedah of Yitzchak. That's the place that Noach built his Mizbeach when he emerged from the Teva. And that's where Adam HaRishon brought his carbon when he was born. And that's where he was born from. And the Briskerov shtelt that why did the Rambam say Uboy Hikriv Adam HaRishon Kishen Nivra Karben? What? There would have been a Havamita that maybe Adam HaRishon brought the Karben there before he was born? Or after he died? Obviously it's Kishen Nivra. That's when he brought it. When else could he have brought it? Said the Briskerov. It's Pasha. What the Rambam means when he says Kishen Nivra is not after he was born 10 years later, but literally Kishen Nivra. In other words, the first thing that Adam HaRishon did when he was born was, is he brought a carbon. And that's what the Rambam means, Ubay Hikrev Adam HaRishon, Kishen Nivra carbon. And the Briskerov was Masber. Because we know there's three pillars on which the world stands. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But one of the three pillars is Avodah. And Avodah in the perfect world is to bring carbonus. So said the Briskerov, Adam HaRishon was the first person to be created. The world was just created. It's the sixth day of creation. And he understood that in order for this world to have a kiyum, taf min haben avoida. Avoida means without breaking a carbon. So the first thing that he did was, Ubay hikrev Adam HaRishon kishen nivra. The minute he was born, he went ahead and he brought a carbon. So said Rameir HaLevi, that yesh loima, Noach emerged from the teva. And Noach right now is the only person in the world. And he comes out, and the world is being restarted from Noach. But the point is, Noach is person number one in this world. Right now, as it relates to the second version of the world, it's all starting from Noach. So what does Noach do? He does exactly what Adam HaRishon did. What was Adam HaRishon's first move when he was born? He went ahead and he brought a carbon. So Noach followed in his footstep. What was the first thing that he did? He went ahead and he brought a carbon. Now, in the Chumashir, we have a whole arichos on this idea. The premise of Rameir HaLevi, we bought it from many Makaris and Chazal, that when Noach was born, it wasn't together a continuation of the previous world. But rather, Noach emerging from the Teva was in many ways a hischachus in the Bria, Ayin Sham. But the point is, said Rameir HaLevi, that's why the very, very first thing that Noach did was Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem, because that was the first thing that Adam HaRishon did. And it wasn't punk that was the first thing that Adam HaRishon did. It was something that had to be done first, because the only way the world could have a kiyum is if this is going to be carbonus. Adam HaRishon is the first person in the world, Miyad Kishen Nivra, so the world should have a key, and he brings the carbon. Noach right now, through whom the world is going to regenerate, he's Kaloima, that first person in the world as well. This is the first moment of this new creation. So what does Noach do? He does exactly what Adam HaRishon does. He went ahead And he brought a carbon. That's the first hara. The second hara is, and I saw this also in the Shiurim from Rav Meir Alevi, and this I saw also in the Shiurim from Rav Meshulam David Alevi. And that is, if you take a look at the Targum Yoinasin on the Pasuk, Vayiven Noyach Mizbeach Lashem, says the Targum Yoinasin, what was this Mizbeach that Noyach built? Hu Magbecha, this is the Mizbeach, the Bona Adam, that Adam Arishan built, Be'idon de Itrid Midgansa de Eden, when he was pushed out of Gan Eden. Va'akriv aloi kurbana, and he brought a carbon on it. And when the water of the marble came, it got ruined. Noach went and he rebuilt it. He was meshapetz it. He fixed it up. And he went ahead and he brought a carbon. It's mavur in the Targum Yoinasin that this mizbeach that Noach built was not a mizbeach that he built from scratch. But rather, he took a mizbeach that Adam Arishan had already built. And he went and he built on it. He fixed it up, he made it perfect. It was a mizbeach shenifkam, and now he went and he was metaken it. But it wasn't a new mizbeach that he had built from scratch. So Rav Meir Alevi and Meshulam David Alevi both said that they heard from their father, the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said, that what's pshat? It sounds like this was like important. Like, what's the significance of it? And why couldn't Noach just build his own mizbeach? Maybe that's what the pasuk means when it says, Vayiven Noach, mizbeach Lashem, that he went ahead and he built the mizbeach. Targum Onkelos says, Uvno Noach Madbecha, Kodem Hashem. Mechetesi, that's not what it was. Where's this Indian coming from that Noach didn't build his own mizbeach from scratch, but rather he took a mizbeach that had already existed, the Mizbeach from Adam Arishan, no less, and he went ahead and he built on it. Said the Brisker Rav that the Rambam, there in the beginning of the second paragraph of Hilchos Beis Abchira, when he talks about the Makom HaMizbeach, so he talks about how precise the Makom HaMizbeach had to be. The way he opens Halacha Aleph, HaMakom HaMizbeach Mekoymoy Mechuvim B'Yoyse. The Mizbeach's place is very precise. Ve'ein Mishanen Oysoy Mekoymoy La'olam. And you're never allowed to change it. Skipping to Halacha Dalet. When the Yidden came from Golos, Bavel, back to Eretz Yisrael, so there were three Nevi'im that came along with them. Echad, one of them, Heyed Lehem Al Mokam HaMizbeach. He was made where the Mokam HaMizbeach was. The Echad Heyed Lehem Al Midoisam, on the measurements on the Mizbeach. The Echad Heyed Lehem Shemakriven Al HaMizbeach, Hazeh Kol HaKorbanos, Afal Pi She'im Bayis, V'advarim Matikin. But the Rambam says that when the Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael, they needed a Navi to tell them where the Mokam HaMizbeach was. Said the Brisker Rav, to build a Mizbeach and to get the Mokam HaMizbeach right is something that had to be done al pi Navi. If it wasn't done al pi Navi, you can't go ahead and do it. Noach never had a Nevuah, as far as we know, where he was told, this is where the Mokam HaMizbeach is, and this is the place that you should go ahead and you should bring your Karbanos. So how would Noach have known where the Mokam HaMizbeach was? Said the Brisker Rav, that's why it had to be that the place that Noach brought his Karbanos was a place that already had an existing Mizbeach. And it was really done al pi de Nevuah from Adam Arishan, who knew where the Mokam HaMizbeach was when he built his Mizbeach. And that's how Noach was able to be Mechav, and that's how Noach was able to know where to build a Mizbeach. But it's not punk that Noach is going ahead and he's renovating the Mizbeach. Because Noach's Mizbeach is in the Mokam HaMikdash, and the only way you're going to get it right is al pi Navi. And as far as we know, Noach never had Azazar Nevuah, and it's for that reason, said Marna Griz, that Vayiven Noach Mizbeach says Targum Yoinasin means that he went ahead and he just fixed up the Mizbeach that was already made by Adam Arishan. This is what the Rosh Hashivas said over in the name of Marna Griz. But I think that it could be, it's very, very meduyik in the Rambam. Truth is, this thing always bothered me, and it could be this is the Pshat. If you go to the Rambam again in Halacha Beis and read it carefully, Umisayrus Biyadaka, I think we've read this together in the Chabur a couple of times, right? Umisayrus Biyadaka, Shahamokim Shabana by David Ushloimai Hamizbech Begarin Aravna, Hu Amokim Shabana by Avram Hamizbech for Okadol of Yitzchak. Carefully. The place that David and Shloima built the Mizbeach, which was in the Goyren of Aravna, Ravna HaYavusi, right? That was the place that Avram Avinu built his Mizbeach, and that's where he was Makriv Yitzchak. V'hu HaMakoyim, and that's the place, Shabana Boy Noach, Kishayotzim and Ateva, that's the place that Noach built his Mizbeach, when he left the teva, v'hu ha-mizbeach she'ikri v'al of Kayin v'hevel. And that's the mizbeach where Kayin v'hevel brought their korbanos. U'boy, hikri v'al of Marisha and Kitchen Nigvikov.
The Rambam doesn't say it. Who hamokim shabana all of kain vehevel? Who hamokim shabana adam arishin? Who hamizbeach? What's the who hamizbeach? It's going back on what he said one line earlier. Who hamokim shabana by noyach kishiyotam in ateva? Who hamizbeach? It's not the same mizbeach. It's the mizbeach of kain vehevel. Kain vehevel had his mizbeach. Noyach had his mizbeach. The teretz is vayiven noyach mizbeach is. He's just building on the mizbeach already existed. For who am mizbeach? The zelda mizbeach. Shikra all of kain vehevel uboy hikriv adam arishin. It's the zelda carbon mamish. I think in this Rambam that we've seen so many times. Afachba vafachba the kuluba. There's a great remez to this vart from Maran Agriz. That's the second ara. The third ara. This is a classic meshach chachma. The pasuk says so. Vayiven noyach mizbeach l'Hashem. Vayikach mikoila behema hatahira, umikol ha'ifa tar vayal oilus bamizbech. Nayach takes from all the kosher animals and all the kosher birds and he brings oilus. Freaked, Remeh Simcha, all the kosher animals? Can't take all the kosher animals. We just learned the Gemara together on Daf Lamed Daled. There's only three animals that are kosher to go on the Mizbech. Sharei Kesef Oyeis Ki Yivoli. Right? Those are the three animals that you're allowed to put on the Mizbech. A sheep, a goat, or an ox. All the other animals are not okay. They're kosher to eat, but they're not kosher to put on the Mizbech. So what's Pashe Pshat Vayiven Noach Mizbech Lashem? Vayikach Mikola Behema HaTohira U'Mikola Oif HaTohar Vayal Oilus BaMizbech. So Remei Simcha said that there's a Medrash Rabbah in Parsha that tells us the reason why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked after these three karbonis to be the karbonis from where you're allowed to bring a carbon. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simon. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asar emini behemis masarti lecha. I gave you 10 behemis. Shloisha b'shoscha. Three of them are in your domain. They're easy for you to catch. V'zayin enu b'shoscha. Seven of them are not in your domain. They're hard to find. Shloisha b'shoscha. The three that are in your domain. Shor, say ksavim v'say izin. V'zayin enu b'shoscha. The seven that are not in your rishos. Ayulu tzvi v'yach. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yitrachti aleichem, v'lo yamarti aleichem lehisyageya baharim, lohavi lefanai karbim me'elu she'enum b'shoscha. I'm not going to be matriach you to go ahead and try to find the ones that are not b'shoscha. Ela mimacha b'shoscha. Dafka the ones that are b'shoscha. Min hagodol alavuscha. Hadol d'chsiv, shoyer, I kesef, I eis, ki yivale. Tedra me'esimcha. The reason these three animals are the animals that were chosen is because these three animals are in the reshus of a person. The other seven would be very hard to come by. And being that they'd be very hard to come by, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yitrachti aleichem, v'lo yamarti aleichem lisyagei baharim lohavi lefanai karbin me'elu she'enem b'shoscha. Said Ramei Simcha, that was all true l'doiris. Aber Noach, Noach was in the teva, he already had all the animals together. For him there was no yegiyah, for him there was no tircha to have to go ahead and take all the animals. They were mamish with him. So for Noach alein, vayikach mikola behema hatahira, u'mikola oif hatar, vayal oilus minizbeach. That's Hashem, we're going to do a part two. There's a lot more Noach to get to. Beis Hashem, we'll do that in the coming daf.